This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Super Thursday. I'm not going to give it to you. You're kind of holding out on me here. I heard Todd for like 0.3 seconds.
Hello?
Oh, you got some little glitch in your line there, do you? Your pipe is not working too well?
Oh, we did just have a hiccup. Holy cow.
Major little hiccup there?
It had been fine, but I do see now it is kind of hiccuping. Ouch.
Must have been the fiber. You should have eaten some more fiber this morning.
I'll shove a bowl of Total into our pipeline here, and let's see what happens.
Well, I'm on the campus of NDSU. Berry Hall, to be specific. It's actually the downtown campus of NDSU. There is an event going on here now. They call it 1 Million Cups. But after the 1 Million Cups event, there is an event with a very special guest. The founder of Plug and Play is in North Dakota and is making an announcement today about the future of Plug and Play in North Dakota. Plug and Play, I don't know how to best describe this because I'm not of the Silicon Valley crowd. But they're big investors. They're big mega investors, and so they have been successfully investing in a lot of things. Kind of like Brian Cronkite, Collins Cronk, like he does regionally here. I just saw him, you know, so I had to give him a little plug in his purple sweater. Just like he does here, they do in the tech world. So they were early investors in all the names you know in tech. So they're kind of kingmakers in tech. Follow me? So. The deal is they're here to announce some new relationship with North Dakota. Emerging Prairie and Greg Tavine and his team is involved somehow. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. Governor Burgum is here and others as well, but that's why we're on campus today at NDSU, and we look forward to hearing a little bit about that. My understanding is there's going to be some ongoing relationship with NDSU. Not necessarily NDSU, but with Emerging Prairie, with North Dakota and Plug and Play, whereas they would bring in, you know, potential investors and show them what's happening here, show them the ecosystem here. So they've developed the secret sauce, for lack of a better term, on how to match money with projects that are promising, like the next Google, the next Apple. And so if you're bringing them to North Dakota and they're meeting people here and the companies here and the ideas here, which, of course, Emerging Prairie, that's what they do. They're just a connector in this ecosystem. So it's pretty exciting. It really is to have a legitimate, big-time Silicon Valley investment looking at North Dakota projects. So we'll learn more about that as we go throughout the day. But anyway, that's why I'm here, and that's why the Congo Band is in the background. Can you hear the Congo Band? Todd was dancing there, so I figured he could hear the Congo Band, but no, can't hear the Congo Band. I don't know.
I've got some loss going on in my end. I'm trying to find out what's going on.
Oh, you're fixing the fiber. He's messing with it.
I'm shoving Total into the fiber.
Okay, when you're done playing with your pipe, you let us know what's going on there. Okay.
Don't say playing with my pipe.
Well, it's a pipe.
They haven't legalized that stuff yet, Scott. I can't.
No,
play
I
with
don't
my
mean
pipe.
Anything that you smoke. I mean, you know, the.
What do you think the average person's going to think when you say playing with my pipe? It's one of two things.
Get your
neither one of those conjure a great image.
Get your mind out of the gutter. The pipe delivers
the
internet to everywhere. So you're fixing the pipe.
I know that IT people know that, but I think the average non-IT person has a whole image that neither one of us want to have. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, so this is definitely a promo in the making right here.
Exactly. It's going on for months, folks.
I'll stick to fiber. You continue to try and get some more fiber, okay?
See, that's what you smoke in your pipe is fiber.
There you go. We'll
how does that work?
Here's the headline on Super Thursday. Joe has Mo. You can't deny that. Joe has brand new Mo. All right? Bernie is feeling the burn again. If you're Bernie Sanders or Bernie Sanders supporters, you got to be saying no. No, 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 no. This isn't happening. But it is. It is. You know, embrace it. Deal with it. Pocahontas, no momentum. No momentum. She spells momentum with an N, like Nancy. No momentum. It's gone. She is out of here. And I think only one thing is keeping her in the race at this point, and it is E-G-O. Which spells ego. Which a good friend of mine always used to say, you know what ego means? I say, what does it mean? He'd say, edging God out. I say, wow, never thought of that. But you're right, you start feeling like you're a big deal rather than being humble. You know, it's an ego thing. She's got it going. It's got it going. I tried to buy you a coffee. You only brought me one water and I brought you coffee? Oh, you got free coffee. Okay. See, Crystal Lopez from the team here, they don't get any smarter than that. I wanted to buy her a coffee, and she said, well, there's free coffee here at the event, so I don't need to. You're going to contribute to the 1 million cups. I'm sorry. Anyway, I digress. How about Bloomberg? I don't know what we think of Bloomberg other than he's busy trying to find a way to waste another $500 million. I don't know. I don't know what to think of that. So there's all of that. There's all of that. What was I going to say? What I want to say is, what do you make of all this? Do you think Joe Biden is tougher for Donald Trump to beat? Do you think with the Bernie Sanders supporters feeling chagrined and left at the altar again that they're going to stay home and therefore that means good things for Donald Trump? What does it all mean? What does it all mean? I'm going to go to the election. Joe Biden certainly is the recipient of, you know, the generosity of the Democratic establishment, who were literally freaking out about Bernie Sanders and then decided to do this. So what's he going to do with it? So how do you explain this? What happened? Where do we go from here? Love your take at 800-228-0550. A couple other things. We're going to deal with the coronavirus situation today, the state health response to this, trying to get you facts so you don't buy into all the politically driven hype, the economic damaging hype of that, so we'll do that later. Also, top of next hour, Jason Lewis, former member of Congress from Minnesota, and he wants to go back to the Senate. He's taking on Tina Smith in that race. We'll also get his take on what happened in Minnesota last night as well. Joe Biden was all fired up yesterday. He was really fired up about the Minnesota win, and I think that's because Amy Klobuchar is going to be his running mate. We'll talk to Jason about that. So any of those topics, any other topics? I'm getting a few texts related to Kirsten Baszler's announcement this morning that she'll be seeking treatment and the recovering, what that means for her race. I'd sort of like to talk about what you think should happen there. You know, there has been talk of another announcement for DPI in that race because of that. So I think that field will definitely get crowded. But, you know, what do you do in this situation? You got a superintendent of public instruction who is basically the principal, the superintendent for the school. All of North Dakota schools, public schools, right? And she had a DUI. And she had a DUI after having another incident in which she was arrested and later cleared of some things. But, you know, part of me thinks we need to think about, and I hear this a lot from listeners, what kind of an example is that? On the other hand, any child that is needing an example, the example of the fact that you're going to fall, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to screw up big time. Does that mean your life is over and you stop doing what you're doing? No. So I want your take on what you think she should do and what should happen here. So all that and more throughout the hour as we go on What's on Your Mind. Stephen Fargo wants to help us understand what happened with Biden. Steve, take it away.
I have no idea, but it just You take a look at the Minnesota, you know, the gubernatorial race, the last go around and stuff, and the massive turnout. And I don't want to be the conspiracy theory guy, but how do you go from not knowing where you are, not knowing what Super Tuesday is, and somebody starts making phone calls, all your competition bails, and then Amy Klobuchar, how many votes did she get in Minnesota?
Well, she was out of the race, to be fair, but she wasn't.
Well, no, but I get it, but. But, yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go. I understand what you're saying.
Isn't there early voting in Minnesota? How does she not get 10, 15, 20% if you had 30% of the ballots cast early?
I'm looking it up right now. I'll find it. But I hear what you're saying. Absolutely, I do. No, there's no.
And again, I mean, Biden, you know, is a terrible candidate with baggage all over. And he's the doormat, and all of a sudden, 72 hours later, he can't be beat? I don't know. I mean, maybe Democratic voters are just that whimsical, but it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I saw Karl Rove earlier today talk about the Texas vote, where there was like a million votes early, and it sounded like Bernie won that. I don't know how big, but... And then you take last night, of course, it flipped the absolute the other way. So I think everybody's sort of... I think the announcements with Klobuchar and the dropping out of Buttigieg and all of that made a difference. But they're definitely engineering this, Steve. You couldn't be more right. Let us know if you agree on what's on your mind next.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to mineraltracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000. Or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Like a lifetime in this new news is just flying all over the place here. The University of Mary is taking their students from Rome and putting them down on their Arizona campus as a precaution against the coronavirus. So that's new. Also, last night in Minnesota, last caller we had, Steve wanted to know how many votes Amy Klobuchar got. Listen to this. Joe Biden at number one with 38%. Bernie, number two, at 29. Elizabeth Warren at 15. Bloomberg at 8. And Amy Klobuchar at 5%. So she got the least of all of them in Minnesota, which is a little weird, right? But I guess, you know, Buttigieg was out. He was below her. And the others that are out are there. Speaking of out, Michael Bloomberg announced today he is leaving the race, suspending his campaign just moments ago. Just happened. How about that? And he is throwing his support to Elizabeth Warren. I'm kidding. I'm just trying to freak you out a little bit there. Bloomberg is for Biden, and that's no surprise there. So anyway, there's the latest. This is a Joe Biden-Bernie Sanders race. That's the deal, the real deal. And it looks to me like Joe Biden's going to run away with it here, because that's why everybody's doing what they're doing. So they're trying to stop Bernie. What will that mean for Bernie? What will Bernie do? 800-228-0550. Frank is in Minnesota, so he maybe can tell us why he thinks Klobuchar performed so poorly there last night. Was it that she was out of the race, or that they don't see her as presidential or VP material?
Well, a lot of us voted by mail here about last week and had to have it in by Monday. And you had to mark on your ballot if you were Democrat, conservative, or there was a couple other choices. I didn't even look. It was either one or the other. That makes sense. And Amy got 41,000 votes, and I think most of them are because we voted early. And everybody knows that she's going to be the vice president. That's why she give them all the votes.
I'm going to say something here, Frank. You go ahead and yell at me.
I will.
Now, if I put my head on the pillow at night. And I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't know what's going to happen in an election, but it's either going to be Donald Trump and Mike Pence, or Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar. I can sleep a little better knowing the future of America could survive Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar. I would be bummed out. I'd be destroyed. It'd be everything else. I don't believe it's going to happen. I think Donald Trump, just given his record, is going to win. But you know, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren as president VP or some other such combo scares the living daylights out of me. What do you think?
Well, everything would be free, but it really costs when you get something for, you know. Where's the cost of food? Everybody knows that. They can't pull the wool over the old guys. You know, kids, you can say, oh, yeah, you can go. And then, oh, the car broke down and something happened. We can't make that trip. Flat tire. There's always an excuse, and the kids, oh, well, maybe next time we can go with Bernie. Weekend at Bernie's.
Watch the movie this weekend and be glad we won't have that as the next.
I got more breaking news out of Minnesota.
Let me have it.
Well, 43 dead in Minnesota from the common flu in 2020. Who gives a rat's behind?
Yeah, nobody really paid attention to that, did they?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, no, I hear you. They don't pay attention to that, but then when coronavirus comes, it's used to, you know, damage the Trump presidency and scare Americans. It's disgusting. So President Trump just tweeted, wow, if Elizabeth Warren wasn't in the race, Bernie Sanders would have easily won Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Texas, not to mention various other states. Our modern-day Pocahontas won't go down in history as a winner, but she may very well go down as the all-time great spoiler. How about that? How about that? And I guess he's right. When you look at it, if she'd gotten out of the race, then you have a Bernie race and a Bernie win in Massachusetts and in Minnesota and in Texas. And it's a totally different story today. That's another reason I think the others jumped as quick as they did. You know what I mean? To get out. To endorse him. No question about it. Folks, this is just amazing what's going on. Absolutely amazing. But the interesting thing to me is, in my heart of hearts, I really believe none of it matters. It honestly doesn't matter. Pick Mickey Mouse or pick, JFK III. It doesn't matter. Bring back FDR. It doesn't matter. Donald Trump is going to be a two-term president as the 45th president of the United States. He's going to be a two-term president for one very simple reason. He has done what he said he was going to do, and the results show him to be one smart guy and have listened to the right people on everything from rebuilding our military to, you know, the tax and policy and what's been done on the economy. Just incredible. With headwinds like coronavirus, like everything else. Was it Steve Moore that told us yesterday? Imagine, you know, the underlying fundamentals of the economy were rock solid when coronavirus came. Had they not been, had it happened in Barack Obama's time, it could have been a market crash, a huge, huge event that we would have not yet recovered from. So that's results. That's action. That's why I think it's going to happen. Tell me what you think. 258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me. I'd love to hear from you. 701-367-2054. Why not ask for old maids to call into your radio program today, says a texter, and ask them to explain to your listeners why they are 350-pound-plus slobs. Also, ask them if they have ever been on a date. Can you believe somebody actually has the motivation to sit down on a computer or a phone and text something like that? Like, what is... I mean, seek help. Seek help. I shouldn't have even read it, but I marvel sometimes. I have to tell you, we get hundreds and hundreds of texts right now. Every day. Hundreds and hundreds of texts. And 99% of them are the most unbelievable, thought-out, good old-fashioned common sense, plain's common sense, you know, talk. And then you get a few goofballs like that. Texter says, do you agree with what Rush Limbaugh said yesterday, Scott? He said something like the Democratic establishment knows they can't win, so they want Biden to win because it won't look so bad when he loses. Maybe, maybe. I mean, this thing's been cooked for Biden, there's no doubt about it, because I think they are worried more about the Senate and the House, and they saw Bernie is taking the House and Senate races out of play. In other words, Republicans keep the Senate, grow the Senate, and bring back the House, and that would have been the end of the Democratic Party as we know it. Another texter says, you make mistakes and have bad judgment when you're in your teens and 20s, not at her age. She should know better. Talking about Kirsten Basler, okay? So no points given for, hey, you make a mistake and come up from it. I know a lot of people that made mistakes outside their 20s, though. It does happen. But I ask for your viewpoint, and I want to hear it. Another says, Kirsten has a good professional speechwriter. Number one, has she really come to her senses, or is it political expedience? And two, we who have gone through this sure wish we had a professional speechmaker to cover for us, too. Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. They don't come any better than Dale Wetzel. And Dale is in the public information post in Kirsten Basler's office and no doubt helps with the campaign as well in his private time. But it takes more than a speech. It takes more than words.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So I'm here to report we are very much alive!
Super Tuesday proving to be a super day for former Vice President Joe Biden and his campaign to win the Democratic presidential nomination.
And make no mistake about it. This campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden declared the winner in the Texas Democratic primary and eight other states.
Three states. Mike Bloomberg, who spends almost $500 million on TV commercials, winning only in the territory of American Samoa. Maine and Texas still too close to call at this hour.
Thank you, Robin. Polling centers across the state of Texas remain open at this hour because of very long lines, some people waiting 3 hours to cast their votes. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up stereo.
Good day to tell you about our friends at Bucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They're in Valley City as well, with of course a great lineup of Chevy, but also Buick and GMC. And every Wednesday we tell you about a really good deal. And these deals generally are sold by the end of the show. And if not by then, by the end of the day. So just lean into the radio here a little bit and listen close here. Now, this one is at the Valley City store. It's a 2014 Buick Enclave. So it's a premium package, pearl white color on the outside. Super comfortable cocoa brown heated leather seats on the inside. Front wheel drive for great traction and mileage. Brand new. It's a $55,000 vehicle. But today, it's yours for $16,900. $16,900. That's about $1,100 less than the price they have on it right now. So you got a special price just for our listeners. $16,900. Hurry. Call them. 800-401-4352. 800-401-4352. Or go to Pucklitz.com. PucklitzValleyCity.com. Stop and see them at 721 West Main in Valley City to see it for yourself. It's got 90,000 miles on it, but it's a local trade. They know it well. Got a backup camera, remote starter, nifty aluminum wheels. I mean, this thing is fabulous. It's fabulous. Well cared for. Unbelievable how they get these deals. Stop and see them. North Dakota's home for Chevy. You can tell I love saying that. 26 before the top of the hour. Lots of comments coming in on the Kirsten Baszler situation. Welcome your calls and comments. Welcome your calls, by the way. And we'll take your comments by text, too. But to call 258-0550, 258-0550. And also to text us, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Tom says Baszler should resign. But a number of years back, the head of the North Dakota Highway Patrol did not resign nor got fired for driving while intoxicated. Almost everyone deserves a second chance. However, people in these high positions should resign in shame. Texter says, since Bernie is getting the shaft, do you think he would run as an independent? Please, 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 please make that a reality. Would you? Could that happen? Don't you like that idea? Then they'd get their version of Ross Perot against George Herbert Walker Bush splitting the left vote. Trump wins under that scenario for sure. And he might. He's obviously mad right now. So anything could happen. Man, the dynamics are changing by the second here. Let's go to Ben in Billings County. Hello, Ben, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Now, say, I was wanting to talk about Kirsten Baszler. I guess I'm probably on the same page as most of your listeners today that I think she should probably resign as well. You know, so we have a tax commissioner that had alcohol problems, but you can be a really good tax commissioner and have an alcohol problem. I say our tax commissioner is better tax commissioner drunk than the Democrat is sober. You know, but when you're in the Department of Public Instruction, that's a different level of responsibility. You know, that's I mean, you're not just a tax commissioner. You're promoting morality, you know, teaching youth, you know, these good habits. I mean, it's a position that that should be highly respected. And to have a, you know, and it would be one thing if it was just one instant, you know, she was left the party, you know, she had too much to drink. But once you refuse the blood alcohol test, you know, that's a big thing. You know, and this is not the first time. I mean, if you go back into her history, it's like she didn't learn from her 20s and 30s. You know, you look, I mean, and the Minuteman, I don't know if you ever read his blog, but he did quite an article on her. And, you know, there's a lot there that frankly is just not worthy of that position. Not to even mention the job that she's already done as in that position, because it's, you know, basically we still have Common Core, just has lipstick on it now, and we call it North Dakota's Common Core. You know, so it's, I think we, especially as delegates going to our convention, we really need to look at it, and maybe there is another option.
There sounds like there is another candidate that will enter the race from the Republican side. She doesn't have a Democratic opponent yet. I mean, obviously, whoever whoever ends up on the ballot doesn't have a Democratic opponent yet, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Is there another one besides Charles Tuttle?
Yes, since this incident, there is a talk in the next couple of days that there'll be another candidate on the Republican side. And then also, I think you have to factor in that, you know, look, the Democrats, they just take whoever they think their strongest candidate is to put them against whoever they think the weakest Democrat or Republican is, right? That's been their MO forever. That doesn't work most times, but they're so desperate to get one of the statewide positions. So I think the Democrats are all gaga over Sean Oben now. So I could see them looking for one of their stronger candidates there. So this has provoked a whole series of things. That's why we're asking the question here.
Yeah, and that, you know, and I'm all for having mercy on people. You know, I definitely believe in mercy. I hope she does get help, you know, to get through these problems and situations, you know. But, you know, even you look at Donald Trump, you know, he has a lot of dirt in his past, but he, you know, we don't see any of it while he's in office. You know, and that's a big difference. You know, when you get elected to public office, you're at the scrutiny of the public in the public eye, you know, and so it's a different reality when you get elected, you know, you're held to a different standard.
You bet. You know, appreciate the call, Ben. Thank you very much. Texter says, I don't think Tuttle can win a general election. So I want someone I can actually, you know, support all the way through, and that person isn't there yet. But sounds like another public announcement is coming, and then there'd be the alternative. So, another view from a texter there. Thank you, Marty and Minot. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Listen every day. I just had a comment about Pearl Sleepy Joe. Say he gets indicted for enriching his family while in office, and he can't run. What if the Democrats bring in Hillary Clinton to run with Michelle Obama? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that has been sort of a Democratic fantasy in some circles for a while. I think it's gone now. I think that was about if we, you know, in other words, they were in smoke-filled rooms trying to figure out how to take a pipe to Bernie Sanders. and you know, the old Tonya Harding trick. And they found it in, you know, getting Buttigieg and Klobuchar at the right time after a big South Carolina win to rally behind him. Elizabeth Warren had too big an ego, so she stays in. And as the president said, would have easily won Massachusetts, Bernie would have easily won Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Texas, and some other states probably if she had gotten out. The numbers just bear that out. So she was a spoiler. She cost them because she, you know, had a big ego and wanted to be in. So I think now that other idea of Hillary or Michelle or whatever, I think it's a pipe dream. So are they going to throw Joe under the bus? I mean, I guess the only thing is Joe clears the field and then, you know, come to the convention and Joe steps down because he's, you know, clearly dealing with some issues that if I were in his family, I'd say, stop this. Stop this right now. This is your whatever, you know. We thought of Joe Biden before. The American people are soon going to be very embarrassed. You wait. When you say he's the nominee, he's against Donald Trump. We get into debates in September and October. Imagine Joe Biden under that white-hot light. He's never done well in those areas. He's always done these goofy things. He would be the all-time embarrassment. So maybe if something like that happened, then maybe. But I don't think they do it to throw Joe under the bus. I think the only way they do it would be to replace him. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it does. But what if,
you sound like you got a bumpy ride going right now.
Yeah, I'm on the road, loud truck. Wouldn't Pete Buttigieg have given his delegates to Bernie Sanders?
Why?
Well, he idolizes them. They have pretty much the same theories on government control.
Yeah, I don't know if he idolizes him or not. I think he idolizes Barack Obama. I think Buttigieg has a full-on man crush on Obama, and so he wanted to, you know, and he's also quote-unquote moderate, right? I mean, I don't think any of them are moderate, but he was more moderate than Bernie, so... Again, I think they all decided the establishment, this was all cooked up to say, here's what we're going to do. And I don't doubt, by the way, Barack Obama engineered it all. Got everybody on the phone and said, here's what we're going to do. We know that the Buttigieg talked to Obama and Biden minutes after dropping out. So this is lots of palace intrigue going on here, Marty. Drive safely. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Rob in Washburn, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hello. Hey, I just want to say, I think it's baloney that everybody's given the tax commissioner a pass and putting Kirsten down. I mean, what's the difference? They're both elected officials. They both made mistakes. They both screwed up. I mean, she's got a lot of things going on, too.
I will tell you this, Rob. As I mentioned the day after the announcement, the educators that I know, the leaders in education that I know, feel that she has turned the page from all the sort of battles of the past and really focused and it's on the right track. I mean, they are supportive. They are. I think when you talk about the Rauschenberger thing, the only thing I'd say is the voters, obviously, were the ultimate judge of the situation with Ryan Rauschenberger, and they decided
and
that
they
he needs another chance.
Kirsten too.
I don't doubt you're right. I don't doubt you're right. If she's on the ballot in November, I've no doubt that the voters are not going to toss her out because of that. Right?
I would vote for her again because I believe she is going on the right path, bringing us somewhere where we need to go. I don't know her vision total, but so far I think she's doing fine. I'm not going to throw her under the bus because she drank and drive and such is life. I don't know many people that don't or have never drank or drive. So...
Well, I would say this.
What
she did was dumb. What she did was dangerous. Right. What she did, you don't know how those things could have ended very differently. So I don't think it's anything you laugh off. But I do think...
I'm not arguing that point.
Yeah, and I think she's acknowledged as much. Right? She's acknowledged as much. She's
right.
Said it was a screw-up. But she's got to continue to make that sincere and be on this recovery path. And then, you know, then you say... You know, let's let the chips fall where they may. But fascinating conversation because everybody is pretty well entrenched in this discussion, and they will be. That's
you
good.
Get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2020 North Dakota land auctions include 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 acres in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder counties, 314 acres in Lemoore County, 1,500 acres in Hettinger and Grant counties, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, and 156 acres in Polk County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're back live, Andy SU, broadcasting live from Berry Hall, named for John Berry, quite the successful North Dakota, that's for sure. And we're here today because some folks from Plug and Play are here. The governor will be part of a press conference later that's going to be some good news, we understand, about some partnerships between Plug and Play and Emerging Prairie and bringing a number of potential investors to see companies in search of capital in North Dakota. So it should be great. And this will become a Silicon Valley of sorts on the east, the Silicon Valley on the west. Of course, is our friends at Mineral Tracker out there in Watford City. They have the best, absolute no-holds-barred app that is revolutionizing the way mineral and non-op owners are managing their assets. You get monthly income self-audits. You see your wells on an interactive map. There's a forecast feature for future income. Store your documents in your Mineral Tracker portfolio. Sign up for a free 30-day trial on that today at MineralTracker.com. And don't forget, if you're being bombarded by offers to buy your minerals, don't do anything until you talk to the folks at Mineral Tracker. They're helping folks get paid correctly. Big investors being paid correctly. So they'll help you predict the future. They do it all. MineralTracker.com. Call them at 833-842-2924. 833-842-2924. Telephone number is 258-0550, 701-258-0550. We've been talking about last night what it means with now Bloomberg out, Bernie Sanders on the decline, Joe Biden on the rise. What's it all mean? And also a little bit about the situation with Kirsten Baszler, who put out a statement today talking about her intention to seek treatment and continue to be in this race, but acknowledging the mistakes that were made and wanting to get better. I actually can read that for you here. It came out early this morning, and that prompted this question. Are you of the belief that our superintendent of public instruction should stay in this race despite this lapse of judgment, especially now with the announcement of recovery, or you do believe there's too much damage done and you step down? That's the question we've been asking. We have also found out who that other candidate is, as I told you. We have, let's see, where is that? His first name is Brent. His last name is Dick. He is the superintendent at Underwood. How about that? An actual school superintendent in the race for a superintendent. That's interesting. Munich native, lives in Bismarck, superintendent at Underwood School District. And announcing on his Facebook page that he's entering a new journey, announcing a run for North Dakota State Superintendent. So that race is changing as well. A new candidate to bring respect to the office, says one of the listeners. And, you know, in the middle of a battle like this where you got Charles Tuttle out there, who's a good-hearted guy, there's nothing in my mind, this is just a rock solid. I mean, Charles is a nice guy, right? I mean, and I've known him as the Trump hat guy for a long time. I think the whole Common Core fiasco, absolute nightmare, lit a fire for him to get in there. But I don't personally think that Charles Tuttle is the kind of person that you're going to see in that chair every day doing that job. I think he's more of an activist. I think he's better on the outside, rallying folks for Donald Trump and other Republican causes than being the superintendent of public instruction, personally. And I think what you'll have here now with Brent Dick is the school community and the people that just want to sort of turn all this noise down and get away from all this behind another candidate. So we'll schedule a chat with them coming up soon. All right. Was there something else? Oh, yeah, this it intrigued me. Carrie texts a note. Carrie says, am I the only one thinking someone is paying Warren to stay in the race? More screwing poor Bernie. I guess it wouldn't be a surprise. Probably paying off her campaign debt. Stay in the race. You don't like Bernie either. You can be part of the Biden administration. Just stay in. Something big happened. This was all orchestrated. No doubt about it. John and Minot, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I think Kristen should step down. You know, what really gets me on this deal is, you know, she got picked up for DUI. She refused to take the test. What's she telling our kids that go to school? That it's okay to refuse stuff like this, and this isn't the first instance with her. I mean, she had domestic dispute a few years ago, and those charges were dropped. So I think, as an educator, I think she needs to drop out.
Yeah, I mean, the thing in her past is, unfortunate. I don't think you can say it is to the level of driving under the influence. And the charges were later dropped, so we got to say, look, we got to trust justice on this one. It was, you know, an unfortunate situation with an abusive, boyfriend or something. The one we're looking at now, I hadn't thought of that, but you're saying not taking the test might have sent the wrong message in addition to the actual, judgment of getting into a car. I don't know. I got to know more about that situation as far as refusing the test or how that happened. But there is an accountability question there for sure, John. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Matt in Bismarck, Mike in Bismarck when we come back. And also Jason Lewis is going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about what happened last night in Minnesota in his race for the Senate. Very excited to have him in that race. Can you imagine? On election night, you get a Donald Trump a win in Minnesota, and you get Jason Lewis back in Congress and in the Senate. Wow. And that and more, all coming up. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.